Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the five biggest mistakes you can make while investing. So let's dive straight in. The first mistake you can make is waiting too long to invest. Warren Buffett, one of the most successful investors of all time, bought his first stock at the young age of 11. He has said that he started too late, which shows that time really is money when it comes to investing. Personally, I did not start buying stocks until I was 32 because I did not know where to start. Don't make the same mistake I made. Start investing as soon as you can to take advantage of compound interest and grow your wealth over time. But also, if you are already past that age, it is better to invest now than sometime in the future. Remember the old saying that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. The second mistake you can make is not diversifying your investments. Putting all of your money into one stock or asset class is incredibly risky, whether that asset is your home, Bitcoin, or Apple stock. Diversification helps protect your portfolio from market volatility and ensures that you're not overly exposed to just one investment. Remember, don't put all your eggs in just one basket, whatever that basket is. The third mistake you can make is falling for get-rich-quick schemes. We've all been tempted by the latest investment fad or hot stock tip, but investing takes time and patience. There's no easy path to riches, and anyone promising guaranteed returns is likely a scam artist. A lot of people have asked me about the latest crypto trends, about trading, or how they can get rich in just 6 months. And I keep telling them that miracles don't exist. Just stick to tried and true investment strategies and be patient. Slow and steady wins the race. The fourth mistake is trying to time the market. Timing the market is nearly impossible, even for seasoned professionals. Trying to predict when the market will go up or down can lead to emotional decision-making, which often results in buying high and selling low. And you don't want to do that. Instead of trying to time the market, focus on long-term investing strategies and stay the course, even when the market experiences fluctuations. Remember, it's time in the market, not timing the market, that leads to successful investing. The fifth mistake is ignoring the power of compound interest. Albert Einstein famously called compound interest, the eighth wonder of the world, and for good reason. Whether he really said that or not, the earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow exponentially through compounding. Some people think that they need a lot of money to start investing. But in reality, you can really start investing with as little as $20 or $50 a month. The small, consistent contributions over time can make a huge difference in the long run. In conclusion, it's important to avoid these five common investing mistakes in order to build a strong and successful investment portfolio. Start early, diversify your investments, avoid get-rich-quick schemes, don't try to time the market, and use the compound interest in your favor. By following these principles, you can set yourself up for long-term financial success. I hope that these reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Avoiding these common pitfalls will set you on the path to financial success and security. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.